Couple more days talking about Mike Fright, then we'll be moving on to another topic on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. Daily help with voice and anecdotes from a career either side of the microphone. I've trained at the prestigious School of Speech and Drama in London, and also with and for the BBC. Yeah, there was a time when I would travel the country and give advice on radio and TV presenters on how to use their voice, how to present the news, how to be a DJ, how to read the travel news or the weather from all across the spectrum of radio stations, from the posh classical music station Radio 3 through to the young and funky Radio 1 Extra programme. And their breakfast show. Yeah, I've helped them all. Thanks very much indeed for listening. You know what? Nerves may stop you from getting on with getting behind the mic, perhaps putting off starting a podcast or asking your broadcasting boss if you can present a show. There's fear of marketing yourself, fear of rejection. A good tip, don't mistake procrastination for planning. Nerves may be caused by your concerns about potential damage to your professional or personal reputation, what your colleagues or your peers or your audience will say or think or feel about you. It's all quite natural. Even a breakup conversation can cause similar feelings, can't they? And that's to an audience of one, usually, unless it's going very wrong. Perhaps one of the last resorts to cope with mic fright is the use of drugs. It could be drink, tobacco, legal or illegal drugs such as cannabis, or some doctors prescribe beta blockers, which are usually for conditions like high blood pressure, arrhythmia and angina. But these and tranquilizers may help reduce your anxiety as well. You can see your GP to discuss if they're appropriate for you, how they work, the pros and cons, including, yeah, possible side effects. All drugs have side effects, don't they? Beta blockers mainly work by blocking the action of hormones like adrenaline to slow down the heart. They're safe for most people and can be helpful in the treatment of the physical symptoms of anxiety like shaking, trembling, blushing, sweaty armpits, dry mouth for several hours, those kind of things. In short, beta blockers stop the body from going into fight or flight mode when there really isn't anything to fight or run away from. In one survey, link in the show notes, nearly three quarters of musicians said they tried beta blockers, but so too do pop stars, comedians, some athletes, those in archery, billiards and sport shooting who need to have a steady hand, for example, actors, public speakers too. The trouble is, you're not only likely to be dulling your inspiration and creativity. Unlike drugs in sports, beta blockers relieve a problem rather than enhance a performance, but treating the symptoms rather than the cause. And beta blockers don't help you with any of the worry leading up to or following a performance. You know, things like self-doubt, anxiety about audience reaction and so on. A lot of this is down to what you can do yourself. And a lot of that has been covered in our last series of 3 or 4 weeks' worth of podcast episodes. One more on this tomorrow. Confidence is what we've been talking about. But how does that overspill sometimes into cockiness? It's a subject tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.